commentary. Heard each morning before the 7:30 news on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU. Here's Chris Conley.
I've been sour on college sports for a while now. Not enough to stop watching, but I'm totally aware that I'm watching a farce. If college football and basketball players were given the choice of not going to class and not earning a degree, just playing for 4 years, I'm sure there are many who would take up the offer. My first clue was when I was in college, the sad case of Herman Harid, a benchwarming basketball player. He was a fifth-year senior when I was a freshman. He was easily identifiable. He was built more like a football player than a basketball player. He and I were in the same Economics 101 class. Now, it's impossible to escape Economics 101. This was one of those basic classes required for almost every major. It's inconceivable that someone could wait till their senior year before having to take it. I have no idea whether Herman graduated. I knew that he went on to play basketball in Europe. Now, 2 years ago, Syracuse had two basketball players who were suspended for just not showing up for class. Fab Mello knew that he'd go to the NBA as soon as his senior season ended. His no-show academic status was discovered on the eve of the NCAA tournament. He quit the team, signed with an agent, and left school in a matter of weeks. Teammate James Sutherland, who also had poor classroom attendance, was suspended after the NCAA began investigating athletes who weren't really students. There's an undeniable truth that very few athletes meet the academic standards to get into the schools they attend. Now, I needed good grades and high prep scores. Now I realize the athletic department plays a charade that makes the college degrees that I hold less valuable. A university that gives my academic credentials to people who haven't earned them is turning a blind eye to winning games. Now, all of these are small potatoes compared to what's going on at Oklahoma State. OSU is the subject of a five-part expose by Sports Illustrated. The allegations? OSU players were paid by boosters and assistant coaches based on their game stats. OSU players had tutors who wrote term papers and took tests for them and got passing grades from football-friendly associate professors. OSU players regularly used marijuana and cocaine. Some acted as on-campus drug dealers. And some OSU high school recruits received sexual favors from female co-eds who were acting as hospitality hosts. The Sports Illustrated report is damning. Several players graduated from Oklahoma State and are functionally illiterate. One spelled the word house, H-U-S. There are far too many on-the-record interviews for these allegations to be dismissed as false, and much of this comes because OSU made a conscious decision to upgrade its football program a year ago. Football wins came at the expense of standards. What college athletics need today is a Father John Lo Schiavo. He was the president at the University of San Francisco, and he shut down his school's basketball program because it became an embarrassment. They were a winning team, second only to UCLA on the West Coast, but they were constantly mired in academic and off-court scandals. He saw the university as it should be, an institution defined by academics and higher learning. He realized that sports was, and should still be, an extracurricular activity.